When you go to a hospital for treatment, is your first concern your health or how much the care will cost? In efforts to help patients be more aware of their treatment plans, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a new rule that went into effect at the start of the year. This rule requires hospitals all over the nation to post their care pricing online and in a way that is more understandable to the public. With increasing healthcare prices, the HHS hopes this will help patients and caregivers be more able to compare prices to other hospitals and make decisions to stay within their budget. In a news conference call held by CMS Administrator Seema Verma, tells us more.
Today, it's not unusual to see a 50 to 75% price discrepancies for the same procedure in the same geographic location. Studies have shown upwards of 44% of Americans say they may skip a doctor's visit when sick due to the impact of the costs on their budget, while 40% have foregone routine preventative care altogether. Similar percentages say they fear the costs associated with a serious illness more than the number who say they fear the illness itself.
Though their ambition is in the right place, some hospitals are worried this won't help and could even make things more confusing for their patients.
I think that's where the confusion comes. When people look at, you know, the different costs for hospitals and things like that.
This is Executive Director for Business Development of Madison Memorial Hospital here in Rexburg, Doug McBride.
Yeah, they can kind of compare between hospital and hospital, but there's a lot of things that go into the moving parts of that, of what you're actually going to be out of pocket for you to pay. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it is a good thing. It's okay to have those prices up there, but I just don't want it to be so confusing that people don't realize what they're doing.
Other concerns McBride mentions is that posted prices do not factor in insurance breaks or discounts. It is just the out-of-pocket listings. Other concerns is the description of procedure. Each one can take many different forms and pricing. Doug McBride suggests the best way is to get a code or bill item ID from a physician. Then enter that into the hospital's database, and it can give you a more accurate price. Just as each person is unique, so are the medical treatments. Hospitals aren't like cupcake shops, where you go in wanting a single chocolate cupcake, knowing it will be $1.99. There can be many unexpected turns in your health or extra treatment needed during your visit, and that affects your final cost. This rule is just the first step in making hospital pricing more transparent. Verma mentions that some care facilities are addressing these concerns.
Hospitals don't have to wait for us to go further in helping their patients understand what care will cost. We've seen great examples of tools that go beyond what is required. The University of Utah has a See Your Out-of-Pocket Cost tool that combines ChargeMaster prices with individuals' insurance information. UC Health in Colorado offers individualized estimates through their patient portal or through a mobile app, and also stood up a dedicated call center for price transparency.
With so much change happening in our country, it's good to know that we have these organizations and medical facilities working to give the people more knowledge about the outcome of their visit. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.